Jersey Shore Family Vacation premiering tomorrow night, 8 p.m. Eastern. It's taking place in South Beach. My question to you guys, did you want to go back to the Jersey Shore and Seaside Heights?
Not really.
I don't blame you. Well,
no. First of all, it was freezing when we filmed, and it wasn't even an option.
There wasn't an option.
We love Jersey. I mean, there's always like something that's homey about it. But at the same time, for this one, because we wanted to show the world, like,
and
you know,
it was a vacation. And it was a vacation.
Yeah, it was a vacation, and we wanted to really go hard. Miami's like the party capital of the world, so we loved it there.
Good stuff. And you guys both have girlfriends coming into this new season. Mike, you got back with your college sweetheart. What did your girlfriends think about you coming back and joining sort of the craziness that is the Jersey Shore?
It is definitely a wild ride. The last ride was very huge and went very fast. But I'm very grateful to have someone, you know, by my side, you know, and that makes me want to be a better person and the best version of myself. So, and I'm also happy to share the experiences with her as well. So it's just an all-around win-win situation for me.
Yeah, and I mean, it definitely had its challenges. There's a lot that you don't see on the show. Like, we don't have a cell phone. We don't have TV or computers. Like, there's no way to communicate. So our girls used to call
us. It could be challenging, yeah.
And be like, you know, why aren't you talking to me?
Yep.
And we're like, we're never home. We're filming a show.
We're working.
And we don't have a cell phone, you know. So you'll see some, like, challenges come up. And you'll see good times, maybe some more challenging times.
Yeah.
But at the end of the day, it's all relatable. Like, that's what people always love watching us for,
yeah.
Just our real-life experiences.
And pretty much you also see how we navigate filming Jersey Shore having girlfriends, because
yeah.
We've never done that before. So that was also a challenge for us to go into the club scene.
Dodging a lot of grenades,
yeah.
Man. Stiff-arming them,
yeah.
Left and right.
It's a jungle out there, and we had to help each other out.
Was there a smush room this time around in Miami?
There was a smush room. It wouldn't be a Jersey Shore house without one. It might have been used for, like, you know, some different purposes.
Yeah.
Maybe some people brought their significant other to the smush room. It wasn't as, you know, as disgusting as it
yeah.
always was.
Yeah.
That's okay.
Well, your guys' stamina now when it comes to being at the club, I'm a little bit older now when you guys first filmed, and I know that sometimes I'll be up in there and I'll be like, man, it's 1 o'clock in the morning. I'm up past my bedtime. You guys experienced that at all, or did you get down there and you said, you know what, I have the same feelings I had years ago, and I can hang out and party all night?
From my standpoint, I had to challenge myself to go to the clubs with these guys who were turning up like no other, and I was sober. So I had to challenge myself to stay in the club, have fun, dance till 5 a.m. every night, and I ended up doing that. It was really fun. I was with my best friends. We were all looking out for each other. You know, we're on one of the biggest TV shows, in my opinion, you know, in cable, you know,
yeah.
Coming back. So, you know, we really tried to give the best product possible, and I had to come from my angle as well.
And I'm not saying that we're heroes, but it's our duty.
Yes.
We go there. We are going to put on a effing show. You know, we're gonna go hard, and we know what it is. Like, don't get me wrong. Like, I didn't sleep for a month, but we still did it. We're pros now. We're like, we know what we have to do. The world is missing this. We're so happy to be with each other again, and that's what we do. I didn't miss one night out. It's not something I would normally do in my real life.
No, that's good stuff. And Mike, you're now 2 years sober. Congratulations on that. As somebody whose alcoholism runs in my family, did you have any moments while you were down there you kind of said, you know, it's okay, I can kind of have one and it'll be all right? Or did you stay sort of strong? And what was your support system like with your friends around you?
Probably the first week or so, it was a little difficult because I'm human, just like anyone else, and I'm going to have thoughts that come into my brain. And when you go through recovery, you're taught to run the tape. You're taught to be self-aware and to understand some things that are happening. And you just have to say no to those fly-by-night, you know, thoughts of, oh, let me have a drink, because you understand that, listen, the last time, you know, I did this, and it turned to that, and it's not necessarily for me right now, it's just a one-day-at-a-time thing. So, but I'm not going to say I didn't have those thoughts, because I did.